imagine one of the secrets to lasting a long time at quarterback in the NFL is not to get too high when things are going well or get too low when things aren't going well. Now, that's easy for me to say. How easy is that to do at a time like this?
I mean, I think you're better at it the more you play and the more you've been around. You know, you've been in situations like this before. You know, I think when you're young, you feel like the sky's falling on you. You know, it's early. We're three games into this. We've got our fourth year ahead of us. And, you know, sometimes I think the natural reaction is to overreact. You know, instead, I think that the focus needs to be on, you know, the little things and the details of what we're doing and refocusing in. You know, all those little things through the week and on Sunday, you know, that'll take us over the edge.
So basically just keeping your head down?
You know, obviously there are, you know, coaches do a ton of evaluating and you know, doing the best they can to put us in situations. But, yeah, for us it's your job to go out there and all week prepare for your opponent, know exactly what you're doing, all the different looks, and go out there and play fast and execute. We've got to go out there and make plays and – I think it comes down to the little things. I think when you look on the film, we all sit there and take our turns of having our mistakes. And when you do that, all of a sudden adds up. I mean, we all had our turn and, before you know it, you're playing a good team and you're in a hole. You just got to do a better job of consistently, executing, consistently doing your job. And it's all 11 guys doing that.
Alex, do you hear public criticism? I mean, do you pay attention to that at all?
Yeah. I mean, you can't ignore, everything. You can't live in a hole. It's impossible these days. You do hear some of it. Like I said, I think the older you get, the better you are at handling it.
How does it affect you, or does it, at this stage?
I mean, at this point, you know, I think all these guys put enough pressure on themselves that I don't think any of that affects it.
Talk about doing the little things. Is that what's killing you guys on third down?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things to point to on third down. Yeah, certainly I think the biggest one would be a lack of execution, just lack of playing good football. I think we've had a bunch of, you know, mental errors. We've had penalties. We put ourselves in third and longs. All those things as well kind of play into it. We got to do a good job of, when we're in third down, moving the chains. You know, and I do think it comes down to execution. And more often than not, those are the little details.
We watch the Bengals on tape. What do you see for them?
They're good. They're really good. They've been playing good this year so far on defense. Veteran group. They know what they're doing. They play fast. You know, really, really good up front. I think they're good outside on in the secondary as well. Like I said, a pretty veteran group. They play fast. They tackle well. Yeah, you know, it was different. I think, you know, the game situation let them kind of, especially from a play calling standpoint, they could bring anything they wanted to. I mean, there was no pressure, right? So from that standpoint, it did. They did. They brought it all. You know, we were kind of seeing it all, and they obviously had a comfortable lead and could do that.
What did you personally kind of take from that second half, then? Because you almost finished with 300 yards.
Yeah.
First half.
Yeah.
What positive are you taking?
You know, that there is some good to take from that, for sure. I think a lot of that, especially in the, you know, kind of no huddle, you know, tempo that we were rolling in. You know, we'll be in situations like that again when we're at end of half, end of, you know, fourth quarter, when you got to put a drive together and operating in that kind of environment. So those are things that you memory bank, you look at, that will serve you well, I think, moving forward. Also, I think, you know, a little bit of it, the attitude, you know, obviously cutting it loose in the second half, all of us, I think 11 guys, you know, playing a little less cautious. Yeah, more. I think more so call and game week. You know, there's some weeks more than others, just depending on what the defense does, how much they're doing. You know, I have more freedom at the line to get to certain things. Some weeks less. So,
is that another lesson that could be taken from this game? Less caution.
Yeah, I think early on you looked at there and it was a lot of things, lack of execution. We couldn't move the chains. We didn't, you know, and all of a sudden then versus a good team and. You know, they score in a few drives and you find yourself in a hole. You know, that first half, we couldn't get anything going, mounted offensively, to get into a rhythm. Yeah, it hurt us.
Alex, what kind of statement do you want the offense to make this week?
not even so much offense. That's just not how we're thinking. I mean, it's to go get a W. You know, I think for us offensively, it is to come out early and let's get into a rhythm. Let's score some points. start faster, certainly than we did last week. Yeah.
How tough is it to keep your eyes downfield?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that gets you, you know, and that can get you is eyes and feet, you know, and when pressure's coming. And I think, you know, as the game wears on, it can affect a quarterback's eyes and feet. And really, that's kind of what a quarterback plays with back there, you know, when you're well-trained. And that's why you're doing all those reps, is that your eyes and feet are well-trained. And pressure can sometimes make those two things do funny things, you know. Feet are off, your eyes are in different places. You know, so I think it's important that, I mean, even when there are games like that, that you're going to have to be in there, and it's not always clean, that you keep those disciplined.
Second half, you